We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Presented by Chafin Lujan, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Matchup of 5-0 team, Steelers and Titans. With no Devin Bush, Robert Spillane gets the call at inside linebacker. Our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, going to give us the inside scoop on Robert Spillane. What can you tell us about this guy, Ed?
Well, his grandfather was... Heisman Trophy winner. How's that? You knew that, right?
Drafted by the Steelers?
Johnny Lattner. Played 1 year for him, then went to the Air Force, hurt his knee, and he was done. 1954. Ron Cook.
Man, those are different times.
Ed gets the show.
I'm sorry, Ed. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were coming out with a cookie there. I wouldn't have said a word. I mean, Ed, we've heard all week about, hey, Spillane, you know, he's tough. He hits like a ton of bricks. Look at that hit he put on Austin Hooper. It seems like there's been a lot of belief. Then I've heard people say that, like, Devin Bush wasn't having that good of a season anyway. How much trouble are they in at this position? How much belief should people really have in Robert Spillane?
Well, he's a lot like, Vince Williams. You know, he's good around a line of scrimmage, but you don't want him out there covering receivers. And you can't have two inside linebackers like that. You need to have someone who can, you know, match up with the tight end, you know, with a running back. Now, I'm saying this, I haven't seen enough of him, but that's his reputation. So what they're going to have to do, which what they didn't have to do with Devin Bush, is they're going to have to switch out guys. And now it's a chess game.
Yeah.
You know, you put Marcus Allen out there in passing situations, and this week they turn around and see, oh, Marcus Allen's out there, and hand the ball off to, you know, Derrick Henry. That's going to be the problem. Devin Bush allowed them a lot of flexibility. They didn't have to change things. He, no matter what the situation, he played. I don't know that he missed a snap. So that's,
he didn't.
You know, that's one of the big differences. And he has, Bush has a lot of talent. It's why they went up and grabbed him with the 10th pick.
Ed, you'll have little birdies tell you if a guy can play or not who might be buried on a depth chart. A coach might say, you know what, this guy, you never heard of him? Keep an eye on this player. He's got some upside. He's got some potential. Have you heard anything like that on Spillane?
No, and it's a tough year to hear things, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you pick a lot of stuff up in training camp. There was nothing to be picked up this year. You can't talk to anybody. You know, the only time you talk to anyone, it's, you know, on a Zoom conference call.
Yep. Way different.
It just, you can't work the locker rooms anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a tough year for that kind of thing. And he was a very good special teams player. He was. And, you know, a lot of times those linebackers, I've seen guys, Greg Lloyd, a lot of those guys, they cut their teeth on special teams and then became good linebackers. He's going to have to be subbed out. That's why they're not giving him the green dot, you know, because he's not going to be on the field.
Oh, they're not. You don't think they're going to do that then?
It didn't sound like Mike Tomlin was favoring that the other day. Now, maybe they will turn around and do it, but it didn't sound like he was going to do it.
Who would be having the green dot then, Ed?
Well, someone who's out there all the time. I mean, Trey Edmonds, maybe, you know. He's around the line. He's in on all the plays. I mean, on all the, you know, downs. And, you know, I guess Vince Williams is probably going to be out there all the time. You could do it with him, too.
Ed, do you think they'll make a trade in the next 2 weeks for a linebacker?
I think they should look into it. You know, I wrote about this the other day, Tony. There's so much involved. Like, who was proposing a trade for Wagner? in Seattle. He's got such a big contract, they can't take it on.
Why would an undefeated team trade a linebacker right now? That doesn't make any sense either.
That's another thing. I mean, it was a Q&A. Yep. Mars Athletic. That's how I answered it pretty much. You know, why would they want to trade him? But anybody you look at, can he play not like Spillane, more an every-down guy, you know, or you're looking for a guy for depth, which wouldn't cost you much.
So you don't think any big whopper trades coming like what Baltimore did today or like the Minka trade last year?
I don't know that there's any out there to be made. I mean, I looked at a lot of these linebackers that are playing for teams that are, you know, 1-5 and they're going nowhere, and they have big contracts, and they can't take those on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Avery Williamson, he's been talked about.
Ed, we liked him, remember? Remember when we said, you and me said they should have signed him and let Le'Veon walk? Remember we used to bring his name up when he used to play for the Titans, you and me?
Yeah, he was pretty good for the Titans. Now, he tore his ACL last year and didn't play.
Yep.
He's played every game this year. You know, I haven't watched the Jets. I don't know how he's been doing. But if you're looking for depth, but they're paying him, I think, $8 million, and so we're not even half the season yet. I guess the Steelers could work something out, but again, you know, is he the answer? I don't know that you can get an answer right now. I think it depends on what they think of Ulysses Gilbert and Marcus Allen, because otherwise you're looking for depth. I think I don't know that you're going to have anybody make that kind of trade where somebody's going to step in and just start.
Ed, bigger threat to the Steelers this Sunday or bigger guy to worry about, Henry or Tannehill, in your opinion?
Oh, Henry. Yeah, Henry. He's so good. You know, the Steelers have played some – Deshaun Watson wasn't bad, and Wentz was on the money. I thought he played well that day. He haven't played terrible quarterbacks. I think they're okay with the quarterbacks. Quarterback combined with a running game like that is what you have to worry about. They always, you've heard this a million times.
Mm-hmm.
They try and stop the run first, and this will be an obvious case where that'll, you know, that they certainly will try and do that. I don't think they're going to blitz as much. I said that last week, and they didn't. But I think they'll even cut back even more on the blitz with him.
Ed, where have you come down on most of the conversation discussion about Juju Smith-Schuster's season to this point?
Oh, I'm okay with him. You know, I've probably told you guys, because I've said this for the past year, he is not a number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
In the true sense of the word, but he's still a good receiver. I mean, we saw that a couple years ago. And just because he doesn't have the stats right now, look, they have such depth at receiver. They can't throw two balls at the same time. They have tight ends. They have Connor. They have four really, I think, good young receivers. And you're not going to get someone that's going to dominate, I don't think. It's going to be one guy here one week, one guy there the next.
Ed, are you buying James Conner so far this season? Like, I know that's a weird question to ask. I don't think a lot of people have ever doubted his ability, but are you seeing anything that has, like, even squelched your fears that he would get hurt again and be out of the lineup for this team?
Well, that's always going to be the question with him because he's been hurt. But, you know, he got hurt in the first game, and I think everybody went, oh, boy, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
But he bounced back from that and has played well. So what's Mike Tomlin say? You don't play in your fears, right? I mean, you can't start thinking about what if this guy gets hurt? What if that guy gets hurt? What if this guy? I mean, it happens all over the league. Look at the Titans just lost their starting left tackle to an ACL. You know, I mean, you can't live like that. Connor goes down and it's Benny Snell. You know, Jalen Samuels, where's he been? You know, I saw this stat just today. You know, he has averaged in his career 4.5 yards a carry.
Okay.
That's the best career average of any Steelers running back in history. Mm. Le'Veon Bell, Franco Harris, Jerome Bettis, Barry Foster, you name them, John Henry Johnson, a few of those guys in the Hall of Fame. Now, it's a smaller sample, but still, I mean, he's been a good back for them.
And you've been a good guest for us. Thank you so much, Ed.
All right, fellas. Good to be with you again.
There you go. Ed Bouchette.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.